We here at WEOL talk very extensively with a young lady named Ashley Hansen. She's with the United Way, because the United Way always has something going on, and as usual, they have more going on right now. We have Ashley on the air with us right now. Ashley, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, last time we talked, I had suggested that your new moniker should be the United Way. We help people who help people, and you were threatening to steal that from me and present it to your board of directors. Did you ever do that?
I did not present it to my board of directors. It's just good enough that we just maybe already started using it.
Well, I love it. All right.
Yeah, no, actually we did to celebrate. We just wrapped up, and I think Mike talked about this on the last time I was on our Together on 10 campaign. We were trying to encourage a whole bunch of folks to give $10 to kind of and learn more about our collaborative work, how we all work together here in Lorain County through our collaborative efforts at United Way. And we actually raised almost $4,000 through that and had almost 200 new donors. So basically, thanks for helping us let folks know that we help people help people.
Absolutely. Will you have other campaigns along those lines coming up?
Yeah. So we'll have another one coming up this fall, too, where, you know, we will kind of do a little bit of an end-of-year push to kind of get new folks involved and learn a little bit more about the collaborative efforts. So keep an eye out for that.
Well, one of the things you wanted to talk about today was your transportation survey. Please tell us.
Yeah. So we lead, in partnership with Move Lorain County, we lead Lorain County Mobility Management. And through that, what we're trying to do is really increase access to transportation options. I think most folks who live or work in the county know that our transportation options are not super extensive. And really that underlies a lot of the challenges, particularly for folks who are disabled and who, you know, for seniors, having difficulty getting to medical appointments, getting to, you know, shopping, banking, you know, all of those basic needs, right? So what we do every year is we run a transportation survey to try to identify what are the greatest needs, and then that informs our work. So, you know, for this year, we did a couple of pilots with the Nord Center, testing to try to get folks to be able to get to their medical appointments, which were really great. This year, we also tapped into some unused vehicles to help get people to vaccination appointments. So it really helps us inform kind of like where are the needs, who do we need to be kind of reaching out to make sure folks can get where they need to go.
Tell us a little bit more about what some of the specific needs are. In other words, what were folks saying on the survey?
Yeah, the biggest thing is, well, some of the biggest things, you know, of course, are medical appointments. And so if someone doesn't have access to a reliable vehicle, it's really hard for them to, you know, make those appointments, especially if, you know, you're not on a bus route or the timing doesn't work or anything like that. And then also just getting to work, you know, medical appointments might be more one-off, but if you don't have access to a reliable vehicle, you know, how do you get to work every day? There's not really those public transportation options throughout most of the county. So those are some of the big ones.
So, you know, once you have this information in front of you, you're saying, okay, these folks need access to this, that, and the other thing. What are some of the solutions that you you get into play?
Yeah, so one of the big things that mobility management looks to do is to identify vehicles that are not being used all of the time and to kind of deploy those to help people get where they need to go. So, for example, a great example of this is the Vaccination Transportation Initiative, where we worked with Kendall at Oberlin. They have some buses that they use to take residents places, but they're not in use all of the time. Horizon Education Centers, again, they have some buses for the students. Again, not in use all of the time. The Lakota Way, same thing. And so really kind of identifying when those vehicles are not being used for their, you know, primary purpose and how can we get them to do a loop in areas, you know, maybe of, you know, that folks are low income and don't have a lot of, you know, access to cars. So how do we do a loop to make sure that they can get to their vaccination appointments? How do we work? We also worked with Life Care Ambulance, And so they, again, they have vehicles that are not always being used in emergencies, right? So for folks in rural areas, you know, that might live far off from a bus route or, you know, other kind of community methods of getting places, we were able to deploy those vehicles to pick people up and bring them to where they need to go. So it's just kind of aligning resources, which is what we're all about. You know, it's not reinventing the wheel. It's saying, hey, like, what do you have and how can we plug in and connect people to that to make sure that, you know, the need gets filled.
Well, yeah, and before we go on to the next subject, you know, if there is somebody listening who's saying, you know, yeah, you know, I'm somebody who could use access to one of these quote-unquote dormant vehicles that are now not so dormant, where can they go? The easiest route they can go to find out how they can get access to the transportation?
Sure, the easiest route is 211. So just call 211, and you can just, that's all you have to do. It's kind of like 911, but for non-emergency needs. And they'll kind of connect you to where you need to go. We have a great resource on staff who, you know, 211 might connect you to. Her name's Sharon Pearson. She's the Lorain County Mobility Manager. She has access to a lot of connections and resources. And so, just 211 is the place to go.
We are talking to Ashley Hansen this morning. She is with the United Way. Another thing you guys do is you partner with local businesses, and you've got some pretty successful partnerships right now. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, so we launched a couple of months ago an initiative called Small Business United, and through that we work with local small businesses in order to try to drive traffic to these businesses, but also in a way that gives their customers an opportunity to give back to the community even more than they already are, of course, by supporting a local business. So we've done some really cool partnerships with Speak of the Devil in Lorain, with Oberlin IGA in Oberlin, of course. And we're launching a couple coming up here with a couple local breweries. So starting this Saturday, Franklin Brewing is releasing what they're calling a philanthropy IPA. And it's a... it sounds really delicious. It's like a mango smoothie IPA. And a portion of the sales are going to, you know, come back to United Way. Folks can purchase them in 4-packs of 12-ounce cans. And then also we're getting a set up at the Bulldog Pub and Grill in LaGrange and Lorenzo's in Oberlin, where you can actually purchase it on tap.
So you go into one of these places. Franklin Brewery was one of the places you mentioned?
Franklin Brewing is they're the ones who make the
okay.
IPA.
All right.
Yeah, and so, yeah, so you can purchase 4 packs of cans directly from them. They have limited select Saturdays where you can actually go there, go to Franklin Brewing in Elyria and purchase that. So if you look at their Facebook page, you can see what those days are. But then, you know, you can also go to the Bulldog Pub and Grill and Lorenzo's to purchase to. Grab a beer, too.
And I think you said mango smoothie, et cetera,
yeah.
et cetera. But regardless, whatever these selected drinks are, you purchase those drinks, whether it be an individual or whether it be a 4-pack, and some of the proceeds go to you guys, and then you help spread the wealth to those who need it once again.
Yeah, exactly. So all full circle.
Well, give us a foreshadow on some of the upcoming things, because I know there's always something upcoming in the United Way.
Yeah, so, another brewing relationship we've got is with Unplugged Brewing in Elyria, and they are going to be doing a special release of their Elevated IPA with a special United Way logo, so that'll be coming up at the end of August. And then this fall, we'll be doing our homecoming focus again. So last year we did kind of a big celebration of home in October on the homecoming theme. And we'll be doing that again with a couple of pop-up events throughout the county. But more details to come there.
You just gave a whole new meaning to the phrase brewing relationship.
Yes.
You know, hey, I just met a girl. We have a brewing relationship. No, this is
This is a brewing relationship.
Absolutely. Well, listen, the easiest way to find out what you guys are up to, Google United Way, Lorain County, and all this stuff and more is going to pop up, correct?
Yes, yes. And for the transportation survey specifically, you can go to uwlorainecounty.org/transportationsurvey, or you can text TransportLC to 41444, and that'll give you a link.
All right. Well, Ashley Hansen, thank you so much for being with us. We will talk again.
Yeah, thanks so much. Have a great day.